Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio, and I'm Jack Peterson. I'm here with Jim Healy, who has returned to us once again for on Thursday, July 10th. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about Pride, the upcoming Sandpoint Pride event that is going on. Well, not just in the Granary District, but all over town. This weekend and kicking off, I believe, tomorrow. But before we get to that, Jim, welcome back to the Pacific Northwest. And tell us, Jim, where have you been?
I spent 4th of July down in San Antonio, Texas. And it was both joyful and sad because we were about an hour's drive from Kerrville, Texas, that incredible... 26 feet in 45 minutes.
The Guadalupe River.
Yes. Yeah, tragedy. But I did all the touristy things. I saw the Alamo, and I did the River Walk, the Burtwood Cruise, the whole family. There were about 40 some odd of us from all over. Did that. It was good to be away. Reminded me of what life with humidity is like. And so I beat it. But I have a complaint with airlines, if I may. Coming back my stretch from San Antonio to Denver, I had a young child behind me, one across the aisle and one two rows, and they all were crying the entire time and screaming. So why not airplanes? Remember, I don't know if any of you remember, back in the day, there used to be the back 10 rows were for smokers.
I understand.
Is anybody saying?
I hear where you're going with this. Yeah.
Is anybody saying, oh, I remember that? What I'm thinking about is why not, you know, the back 10 rows be for people with children? And then as you navigate your way, if you.
What about the first 10 rows?
Can we chime in here?
Yeah, okay.
As the mothers?
The mothers here at the show today.
Yes. Yes.
Promise to let you live. However. We think you need to go to the back of the bus.
Well, yeah, I did not have earphones, and I'm not criticizing or whatever, is that it changes the experience of being in an airplane. I'm sure it's as uncomfortable for a parent, not just mothers, but fathers as well, I would just that way. Look at the Panada Theater. I don't know if you knew the history of it, but the men's restroom on, you know, when you walk in and over off to the right, you know, beyond the women's, that used to be a cry room. You know, if you look.
For the men?
For both. But anyway, that
good
is
morning,
my...
Amy.
Good morning, Andrea. We're staging a coup at the radio today.
No, Jack's at the board.
Yeah.
He rules here.
Well, Jim, you are entitled to your opinion, and you certainly have plenty of them. And
what? And do you want to introduce our guests so that they know who is contributing?
Yes, we're here with Andrea Marcaccio and Amy Midstoke. They're both board members of SAFE, and Andrea is, I would say, the lead organizer of Sandpoint Pride. Amy Midstoke is, among other things, presenting on Friday, that being tomorrow, a program, Crafting Your Message in a World of Opposing Values, at Marigold Bistro as part of the lineup of events. And that's who's with us here in the studio. Now, usually this is where I would do the weather before we start talking about the upcoming event. So let me do that real quick. And then, Jim, as far as your airplane plan goes, I don't know if it would work. I think if you put all the kids together in one space, you're asking for more chaos. I think you space them out, sprinkle them throughout the plane. But I guess no response. In your case,
put them up with the pilot.
You basically were in the children's area. It sounds like you were surrounded by the children, and everybody else on the plane was in the adults' zone. Maybe this is a gym problem. Maybe you got the wrong seat, sir. Well, okay.
I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's spoken like somebody with a little child.
Yeah.
That experience. All three of you? By the way, Amy, you did not introduce your companion.
Oh, yes, we have...
We have the brown dog here today, Freya the brown dog. She's going to do a cameo later during which she shakes, and we will all hear the rattle of her collar.
Okay.
Perfect, perfect. Mm-hmm. Carry on, Jack. I mean, I'll have other opinions elsewhere, but that's just, you know, I'm not blaming anyone or any, it just changes the experience.
It is July 10th, Thursday, and the high today is 79 degrees here in Sandpoint. It's currently 67, at least right where I'm sitting and in the alley behind the KRFY studio. Mostly sunny is the forecast. The low tonight, 52. Tomorrow, 86 and sunny. Saturday, 89 and sunny.
Ooh.
Sunday, 92 and sunny. Looks like that's the hottest day in the upcoming forecast. 89 and sunny on Monday, and sunny and 86 on Tuesday. Sunny with a high near 90 on Wednesday is as far as this forecast goes, provided to us by the National Weather Service. Looks like clear skies and sunny. I got a little whiff of smoke in the air yesterday. Did everybody get that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe it was coming in, blowing in from the Colville fire, if I'm not mistaken. And I went, you could smell it here in town and see it a little bit. I ended up going a little bit west of town at around dinner time, and you could really see it as you went west. But then the wind shifted and it blew out. It was kind of nice, but a little ominous. It felt a little apocalyptic out there.
That's that time of year.
Yeah.
It's getting close to festival.
Uh-huh.
And bring in the smoke.
Yeah. It seems a little early to me.
Everything is early. People, when I was down in San Antonio, a friend texted me and sent me some huckleberry porn that that huckleberries are ripe, and I'm going out tomorrow. I will not let them go to somewhere else. How's that? So, yeah, everything is early.
I should tell you that I think I picked my first huckleberry over the 4th of July weekend.
Where?
Oops. Yeah, I guess I'm not supposed to say, right?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say. Oh, he nearly fell for that.
Northwest Montana. And I didn't even have to, like, climb up into the mountains. They were growing right down, kind of. I mean, I drove up a little bit into the mountains, but I didn't have to go on a hike or anything.
Did you take James?
Yes, I did.
And did he pick?
Yes, we didn't even know we were going to encounter them, so we didn't have buckets or anything, so just sat there.
So you have to eat them.
Yep, just filling our mouth. Yeah, well, there you have it. Okay. There's more to talk about, and I want to inquire more about your trip to
San Antonio.
And especially, I mean, an interesting weekend to be in the state of Texas, for sure.
But very much so.
Let's transition now to talking to our guests. Let us not be rude. Andrea Marcaccio and Amy Midstoke are here to talk to us about probably the biggest weekend in the SAFE organization of the year. I'm guessing this would be the one. Mm-hmm. It is Sandpoint Pride. The what annual Sandpoint Pride? Which annual?
Fifth.
The annual. Fifth annual. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. 5 years.
Five's a big one. Five's
the biggest.
What is the biggest so far? Yeah. What is that? That's the
wooden anniversary.
The wooden anniversary? Okay.
I know.
There's a joke there.
There could be. Mm-hmm. I know because my husband and I just had our anniversary, and he built this really neat bench that from the right angle looks like the number five.
Cool.
Yeah.
So clever.
It's very clever and creative for that Missouri boy.
Yeah.
the Dunaway boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your husband, I guess we should mention, is from Missouri. And I know this because we talked to him on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right.
For our 4th of July.
We interviewed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his first radio appearance.
Carthage, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the wooden anniversary of Sandpoint Pride. Should we start by kind of looking back at the first 4 years before we jump into this one? I mean, You, Andrea, at least were involved right from the very beginning. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started 5 years ago in the Granary District only.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year was we were approached by, at the time, the organizers of PFLAG. And they knew that the folk of the Granary District were friendly to the cause. Mm-hmm. So we said, sure, we'll have a Pride event. And I think about 800 people came, which at the time was a lot. We were mm-hmm. very surprised by that and a bit underprepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like scale of what to expect. And yeah. that was a good problem to have because then it allowed us to sit down and plan for year 2, 3, 4, and now 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're expecting over 2,000 people. Mm. Last year we handed out wristbands and ran out somewhere between 1,600 or 1,800 wristbands over the weekend.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. we know, and this year we'll actually have a little clicker and be counting so
yes.
that we have a more official festival number.
Cool.
But yeah, we have some big performers and workshops, and the program has diversified, and we'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, we feel at safe, given the times and the moment that we're in. It's really important to show the strength and camaraderie of our community. And I think Sandpoint Pride this year has done that quite well.
PFLAG, which would approach you at first, that was Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, right?
Yeah.
And that was a high school organization?
No, it's a parent-led organization. Yeah. Some of them usually are organized around parents of high school teens who may identify in some way or another on the spectrum of the queer community. But yeah, those chapters are volunteer-led, and PFLAG is a national conglomerate of volunteer-led chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, our PFLAG chapter has dissolved due to just some structure and leadership issues, but that's why SAFE is here, a year-round org now, providing service and program. And Amy can talk a little more about that, too. But, PFLAG from Coeur d'Alene is coming up for Pride. So they will still be part of it. PFLAG will still be a part of it. That hasn't changed, just a different leader.
The organization SAFE is putting this on. And SAFE, I should look back at my email to see when that press release came out. When exactly did SAFE launched in, 2024?
Yeah, so last year we announced SAFE, and correct me if I'm off on my dates, but we announced SAFE as an intention at Pride, basically as a response to the community's demand and need, they demanded that we have more year-round programming than just the Pride Festival, which is fantastic, right? We really want to have, you know, Pride is about representation and joyful celebration and our First Amendment rights in this community. And what we were hearing from our community is that there are more needs for more resources for the LGBTQ+ community. Wow, I said that really fast and I didn't even stumble. That won't happen often. It's because Andrea brought me a latte. And so with that, Andrea and a few people that she bribed, harassed, and possibly blackmailed into joining the board. That would be me.
That's called to organizing, Amy.
Yeah. Oh, right. Organizing. She's very effective. Decided to create Sandpoint Alliance for Equality. And the intention of that is that it will also, while it will continue with Pride and grow Pride, it will also develop more programming and resources for the LGBTQ+ community, support for allies. Like, one of the conversations we've been having lately are places in town that want to be allies but are concerned about backlash. How do we support them in supporting Sandpoint Alliance for Equality? And responding to community requests for tools, which is why we have a communications workshop this year, storytelling workshop, and what's the legal workshop called and who's putting that on?
Jeannie Howe, a lawyer out of Coeur d'Alene, will be coming up and doing a 90-minute training on your First Amendment rights, knowing them and the boundaries of those.
Yeah. So we really are trying to be an organization that listens to the needs of the community. And we mean the whole community. Sandpoint's really unique. And we want to hear all sides and be as inclusive as possible in how we approach these rights and and inclusivity in our broader community.
Tell us about what's new, I guess. What's changed before we go too far? Maybe not what's new, but like a layout of the event, because it's a little different this year. You've added some things, and it's not just in the Granary District as it has been before.
Yeah, when I sent out a press release this week, I said Sandpoint Pride expands program, adds more joy. So that's the too long, didn't listen version. But we will be running programs starting at noon on Friday. Friday, I call it the head and the heart of Sandpoint Pride. It's kind of grounding ourselves in the cause, the work to be done to be more inclusive, both independently as individuals, but also as a community. We've added a teen night, so a teen-focused game night over at Eichert's Pub, great hosts and sponsors of Sandpoint Pride. That'll be 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m., so that's new. And then Friday night, this is our second year doing this, but we're doing an open mic night. And then Saturday, full of new things. Amy, do you want to talk about really briefly in the morning what's happening?
Yeah, this year we have Pride Outside, and we're hosting three different events in the morning and some other stuff that I think kind of falls under Pride Outside. So up at Pine Street Woods, we have a hike called Transparent Sea for parents, guardians, and confused aunts and uncles who are wondering what to do with their nieces, now nephews. And we're going to have a hike that just is conversation in an open space for people to ask questions that maybe aren't very PC and just have dialogue. Like, what is this all about? So that's the focus of that hike. Then we have a bike ride that Andrea very charmingly named Lesby Friends. Pride's a little bit edgier than some of the other stuff we do. That's an adult mountain bike ride. And then we have a kids mountain bike ride that's led by Rose Olson, who is a beloved mountain bike coach in town. Lindsay Zembauer is doing the adult bike ride. That's all happening at Pine Street Wood. We have snacks. We have coffee. Starbucks is coming to serve coffee and volunteer up there. And then the other thing happening in the morning is we have a band popping up around town at some surprise. Are they surprise locations?
I think they are partially surprised. The band knows where to go, but.
So if you're around town on Saturday, then you might hear a really fantastic marching band. And the other thing that we included this year is sort of a shopping tour of like who are our allies in town. And all of our collateral talks about who they are, and Andrea can go through the list, but we're trying to encourage people to go and like support these small businesses that are supporting our community in this way. So that's another new Saturday morning adventure. Did I miss anything?
No, that's great. And so those are all things that are external of the Granary District happening across town. Friday and all the way until 3 p.m. are kind of like pop around different events. And we have these little printed programs. You're going to be able to pick them up starting today at Matchwood Evans Brothers. The bakery, I will drop them off at the bakery after this interview.
Mm-hmm. Which bakery?
Oh, sorry. The bakery.
Only bakery.
That's just because Jill is my bestie. Bluebird Bakery, the hub at the corner of, you know, First and Cedar. And a few other places that shall be carrying these. I think iCarts will put them out on the bar. So you can grab them in advance. This program is available online at safe-idaho.org or just Sandpoint. If you Google Sandpoint Pride, it'll pop up. Turns out we're the only Sandpoint Pride. And so then at 3 p.m. is when kind of the traditional festival-style celebration will happen at the Granary Arts District. And folks are probably familiar with that because this is the fifth year. But the gates open at 3, but we have added some really cool programming within the boundaries. The kind of three big things that happen kind of all afternoon are the advocacy fair. We have 42 vendors this year, up over, I think, 33 last year. So that's a huge amount of growth. And those are advocates within the queer community or allies in the queer community. A lot of reproductive healthcare orgs come and show us all their cool stuff. Pro Voice Project, obviously a shout out to our homegrown crew. And then I have a whole, that list is all available in the program and online. We've got some new supporters coming this year. Gonzaga University is sending their queer resource center up to meet our community because so many of our kids go to Gonzaga. And while you're walking around the advocacy fair and buying all the gay things, you can also frequent our food court, which features four vendors, Mountain Food Company, Beet Basil, Local Yokel, and then Matchwood will have a little outdoor stand to alleviate the stress in our kitchen. Oh, and Evans Brothers is doing a lemonade for us called the Purple Palmer.
I was a little curious about that name, but I think it's from the lavender that's in it.
Yes, it's the color. it's a hibiscus tea, I think, in there. So
yeah, there's a green tea and lavender, and it's beautiful. And all the proceeds go, or some of the proceeds go to Pride.
Very Yay. Exciting. Thank you, Evans Brothers. That's a good flag. They're open all day, so they're just their own beautiful entity as part of the Granary District. And then really the new things on Saturday are our Sassy Bingo, which is Sandpoint Area Senior Center has partnered with Pride this year. We're really proud of that partnership, just diversifying kind of the age and reach of who we are talking about. And the Senior Center will be running Bingo. Classic Senior Center. And they'll be doing that in what we're calling the Big Gay Tent, which is the 20 by 40 tent located on site. It will be decorated in a very gay way. And they'll be running bingo from 3:30 to 5. And then at 4 p.m. we have Here, Queer, and Beer Trivia in the Beer Garden. And if anyone knows Logan, he's one of the employees out at Starbucks. He takes your order and gives you your caffeine, and he is a delight. They'll be at the trivia in the beer garden, quizzing us on all of our LGBT history and probably some pop as well. And
Harry Potter.
Yeah, who knows what else? I don't even know if it's queer themed.
Will and Grace.
Yes, there'll be a lot of things. I don't want to give anyone any hints to do research. And then... we do this one other activity. Gosh, we're just going on and on here. You can stop me if you need to hear someone else's voice. We have the Best of Sandpoint Pride, and we do a youth version in the afternoon that will take place at 4:30. And then we do an adult version in the evening. You can correlate why. But the kid version is you sign up at the Sandpoint Pride and Safe tent, and you get to strut your stuff on stage, and our MC will, by applause, determine the Best of Sandpoint Pride. And the youth version is for anyone under the age of 18, so 17 and younger. And we've had infants. We've had twin infants win this competition in the past. We've had teenagers.
It's important to note that we're talking about a fashion show because it is, you know, gay pride. Mm-hmm. So, like, dress up your babies.
Yeah. I already know of one baby who will be on stage at some point. A very tiny, famous baby. And so there will likely be a Simba moment I've heard of already. Yeah, so that's the Best of Sandpoint Pride youth version. Then we're going to get into the joy a little bit here. So we'll have our fifth annual drag show. And then... Thrown Out Bones, who was the headliner last year, was so beloved. They're coming back.
Oh, good.
And Liliana and her crew. Liliana is like a force. She is lead singer, drummer, like in the center, just jamming and changing the world one beat at a time. And she's coming. They're coming up. I think there's four of them playing together this year. They're on their way. They're in a car, stopping at multiple locations, making their livelihood on their way to Sandpoint. And then after them, this is kind of a big deal. Drumroll, Sideboob is headlining the event. So if you were lucky enough to be at The Hive in October last year, I think it was the last time I saw The Hive sold out. Mm-hmm. I call that a euphoric day. It was before the election. And the room was filled with hope and dreams and a lot of feminine power.
And unbridled optimism.
Yes, exactly. All the things that we're going to recreate at Sideboob on Saturday. And Sideboob, if folks don't know, is led by the Shook Twins, but incorporates up to 16 to 25 other people who may be on stage in a series of 90s cover songs. So get your sequins ready. Crimp your hair. I practiced yesterday. It was awesome. And just come ready for a really joyful experience. And someone did tell me that not only will they be pulling local artists up to participate in that, but there may be some sort of finale that you won't want to miss. So then after that, well, because that's not enough, guys, we will have, I'm recognizing myself here in this moment where I'm like, wow, I'm an organizer. we will do a silent shindig dance party outside. The curfew for music is 10 p.m. ish. Mm-hmm. And
so by going silent,
you can still be outside and dance and have the joy. It's organizing the sound curfew. Yeah, and that's really fun. We have some guest DJs who have created playlists, and they'll be competing. DJ Lady Oda, DJ Tanner. That's a reference to Full House if you're from the 90s. Then DJ Kika, which is one of the organizers of Pride, made her first DJ set list for us. And we're going to be able to flip between those and dance and pick the music we like. So there's even autonomy in our dancing.
Cool, cool. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, community-supported radio for North Idaho, and we're talking with Amy and Andrea about this weekend's Pride event. And we're going to pick up, I'd like to pick up, go back to Friday, about some of the workshops. But let's play a song now. This is a song by Holly Neer, Pete Seeger, Ronnie Gilbert, ex-Weaver, and Woody's son, Arlo Guthrie, called Singing for Our Lives. And it's a beautiful song. Listen to the words.
You know, that was so good. We're going to start the whole show over again now.
That was Arlo Guthrie making that comment at the end. Holly Neer, Pete Seeger, Ronnie Gilbert from the Weavers. Pete Seeger was a member of the Weavers as well. And Arlo Guthrie, Singing for Our Lives. Just a beautiful song about unity and about staying together. We're here with Amy and Andrea, board members of Sandpoint Alliance for Equality and the umbrella organization for Pride this weekend. And it's beginning on Friday, that is tomorrow, with workshops at various locations. See website, noon to 5:30, but there are a lot of people who don't have skills and things like that to find out. So can you, yeah, okay, they're probably childless too.
We did have a lengthy discussion during the song, and Jim has retracted all of his anti-parent and anti-child statements.
They weren't anti, I mean, I wouldn't be here without my parents, I think. Mm-hmm. I'll have to. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's bring it around.
The workshops, how many and where and who and topics?
Yeah. I am very excited about the workshops this year. We had a workshop last year in the Heartwood Center where we just sort of asked the community, like, what do we need as resources? And that that broadened this year into a series of Tuesday night workshops we called Rights and Resistance, where we continued the conversation with community, like, what do you need? And so based on that feedback, we decided to create this series of workshops. And the first, so they're happening in two different locations. Most of them are happening at the Marigold Cafe. And if you don't know where that is, it's in what's now the Umpqua Bank building. Umpqua and the banks here change their name more often than trans kids.
It's true.
Just saying, it's okay if you can't keep up with it. It's mm-hmm. the giant building downtown on Fifth Avenue. And the Marigold Cafe has the big conference room in there. So The first two workshops are happening there. Another workshop is happening in the Yellow Room, which is in the Sandpoint Business and Events Center, the old ninth grade center. On the second floor, the Yellow Room has been graciously donated by, they're a nonprofit now, but also Sandpoint Medical Massage organizes that. And then we have another workshop that is from Jeannie Howe, and it's the Know Your Rights workshop. And that one also happens at the Marigold. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first two are communications workshops, and they're led by Michael Welp, a beloved member of our community who has an extensive background in communication and leadership skills. One of the things that people have told us is, like, we don't know how to have like meaningful dialogue with people with, who maintain different values. And that is a very diplomatic way to approach the issue. And so what we wanted to do is develop skills for them. And so that first workshop, while we may come up with questions that are focused on LGBTQ issues, it's not specific to LGBTQ issues. It's really about like strong, passionate feelings about any issue. I think Jeremy Grimm mentioned that maybe we could bring up parking as an issue and see if knives are thrown and figure out how to discuss that in a way where we hold other people's values with high regard and understanding. So we're going to workshop that. And then subsequently, we're doing a second one that I'm leading with Michael as well. That is really about crafting messages. And we're going to make people work a little bit in an introspective way and understanding how we have bias when we're trying to share our own opinions about something. And those two are happening at the Marigold Cafe from noon to 1 and then from 1:30 to 2:30. And we have drinks and stuff there. But if you want snacks, then come early or use the break to get some food from Marigold. They will be happy to make things for us. And then at 3:30 to 5, we have two overlapping workshops. We've got the 90-minute Know Your Rights workshop, which is very exciting too. Jeannie Howe is running that for us, and she is an incredibly competent person in knowledge about our First Amendment rights. And that is, I think, a value that we all, like, regardless of where you stand in this community or your religious background or your ideological backgrounds, most of us are very, very proud and protective of First Amendment rights. And so it's a nice common ground place and a good place for us to educate. And then Jen Jackson Quintano, who, if you know, she does the Pro Voice Project, and she is an incredible writer and storyteller, and she's leading a writing and storytelling workshop in the Yellow Room from 4 to 5:30. That's also, 90-minute workshop where people can practice telling their story and putting voice to what their histories are. Yeah, and this is all, this is new for us in some extent, that we're really responding to the community's needs. And we're very excited both with who has volunteered to show up and help teach us their incredible skills, but also we're really excited for the community to participate. So these are all free workshops. Everything at Pride other than like merchandise is free. Accessibility is essential for this. So we invite everyone, and especially I'm going to say, like, wherever you are on the political spectrum, please come, because if anybody needs to learn how to communicate more effectively, it's those of us who stand on other sides of it. And we really want to embrace that dialogue and support it for the betterment of the whole community.
Can you give us any more of a, you, Amy, are involved in those first two. At least your name is on the website, Skill Building Practice for Transformative Conversations, starting at noon, and then Crafting Your Message in a World of Opposing Values at 1:30. Can you give us any kind of a sneak preview of any further
what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, what are you going to talk about? You did a nice job of summarizing, but
yeah, it's more, we will let some of the audience decide what we're going to talk about. So sometimes in some of the exercises, we'll ask people, like, what really matters to you right now? What's an issue that you feel like divides our community? And then Michael does this this thing called a fishbowl where people can volunteer to come to the center of the room in a small group and practice dialogue about that particular issue. And then we moderate and mediate so that nobody does get physically or emotionally damaged in the process. Mm-hmm. That's actually why we're there. Mm-hmm. Sort of as bouncers, conversation bouncers. That'll be in our first exercise doing the fishbowl. And in the second one, where I'll probably step a little bit more forward, we'll do some writing and very specific use of words. Like, obviously, as a writer, words matter to me. And helping people understand like how words have so much power, and the words that we choose have many, many implied messages. And so it's important to be intentional about what we choose in order to keep the other side of the conversation open to hearing, and also so that we stay open to hearing their side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a history with working with Dr. Welp on this at all? Is this a new guy who you've just met?
I just met him. I found him on the street.
Yeah.
He seemed nice.
Homeless.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He said we could call him doctor. Uh-huh. I've actually known Michael Welp forever. Michael is, I think, one of the founding members of the Sandpoint Men's Group. Is that right? Yeah, he's been
that's
with
correct.
So that's mm-hmm. like 150 years old.
Yeah.
And sorry.
Michael Welp or
the group and Michael. No. Mm-hmm. He's a young and vital man. Mm-hmm. So Michael has been in Sandpoint for a long time. He raised his mm-hmm. children here. They are Waldorf students, or were Waldorf students. They're mm-hmm. grown women now doing amazing things in their world. And he travels the world doing leadership and organizational training. So we've overlapped in a lot of different ways. Back when Sandpoint Men's Group started, Owen Marcus both Rolfed me and then let me do some ghostwriting for him and the men's group. I don't know if people know that. Ghostwriters never reveal that they... Mm. That they ghostwrote, but if
breaking
you know,
news,
mm-hmm. if you know Owen, then you know he didn't write some of those words. I've worked.
And he's not in town any longer that he can correct you.
That's all right. You guys can wrap me out. And so I've worked with Michael through the years in that way, and we've overlapped. He did a really great board and faculty retreat for us at the Waldorf School a couple of years ago for a weekend. I've seen a lot of his work, and he's incredibly talented and just, I think he's a thought leader in how to communicate and, methods like unconditional positive regard, which is not exactly like enabling somebody who's saying something toxic, but it's recognizing that that's their experience.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, this is going to be very interesting. Those presentations, I guess, that and those are on Friday. That's tomorrow at noon. And those are at Marigold Bistro over in the Umpqua Bank building. The Yellow Room is on the second floor of the Sandpoint Events Center, the old ninth grade, yeah.
And there is an elevator there, just in case folks are curious about that.
Accessibility is important. The change that we haven't discussed quite as much as I thought we would is that this is no longer geographically, you're not just in the Granary District. In the past, it's been Granary District and then into just across the street at the Hartwood Center before. And then you have done a little bit of a bike ride through town, but this time you're all over the place, even out into the outskirts, into the mm-hmm. Pine Street Woods.
Yeah, I mean, as they all say, the queerness spreads.
Mm-hmm.
It's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really what happened is we have a lot of really amazing sponsors and hosts who have come forward and said, well, mm-hmm. we could do something. What if we mm-hmm. did that here? Oh, you guys are carrying a lot over the Granary District. Maybe we could diversify where people show up. And mm-hmm. not only does that visibility tell the true story of the heart and soul of Sandpoint, which is... It's pretty rad place where people are pretty accepting, and maybe we just have been bamboozled by the news that we aren't that way. So we're gonna break through that this weekend by hopping around town. Yeah, and I do want to say on Sunday there are some activities we haven't talked about yet, so maybe we could spend a little time doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday morning is the morning of Not sleeping in. We have a volunteer cleanup at the greenery. We say we need to put the greenery back together. And I invite people to just show up in whatever state they're in to reminisce and put the greenery back together to its funky self. It's always funky, but maybe a little less glitter for Monday. And once we get, you know, the space cleaned up, we'll do our best to do that in a couple hours. The more help we have, the quicker it goes. We will then transition into what I call rest like a little bit of breathing. And we're going to do a first ever rainbow regatta on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that, you say?
What is that, Andrea?
Mm-hmm. Well, this idea actually kind of started while sitting in Eichardt's Pub, which, you know, everyone can relate to. Sandy Nicholson and Jeff Nizzoli, I don't know if you know, own what I would call a party barge. Like a house on a boat. It's like a boathouse / party boat. And they were like, oh, do the organizers of Pride want to get out on the water the day after Pride? And I was like, heck yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, you guys can take the boat out. And then I started telling people in town we were going to like kind of have this thing on the lake. And then a lot of people were like, oh, I'll bring my boat. Oh, mm-hmm. I'll bring my boat. I'll bring my paddleboard. And then it started like conceptually over the course of the spring to turn into kind of a program. So we put it on the program. And we've never done this before. And it's a little loose, right? Just as is the water of the lake.
Fluid.
Fluid. loose is a better, yeah, fluid's a better word, I think. And words matter, Amy.
That was a good one. Both of those were good.
Thank you. Approved. You heard it here. So we, in addition to the Eichardt's Party Barge, which can safely hold at least 10 million people, a few members of our community are going to bring out their boats and paddle boards, and we're just going to meet up at Black Point. It's Black Point, right, over here.
Black Rock.
Black Rock. God, I always say Black Point, Rocky Point.
Outed yourself as not local.
Yeah, well, I did grow up in Rhode Island, in which was a sailing community, and Rocky Point was a very big deal. So that's true. I did not grow up here. Anyways, long story short is we're going to meet out there around noon. So if you have your own boat, you want a paddleboard out there, if you want to start on shore and swim out, that's going to be really rad. There'll be music floating. I heard some of the musicians are going to join us.
Mm-hmm. I am not bringing my banjo, I promise.
Amy's not a musician this weekend. She's many things, but not a musician this weekend. And then after that, we're going to come in sun-kissed, rested, and go to Eichardt's Pub for an encore show by Thrown Out Bones and the official after party of Sandpoint Pride. Now, why do we have a party after a party? Well, nobody wants a good thing to end, Jim. Mm-hmm. I can see your face. Like, aren't you tired? Not yet.
I'm in bed by 7:30 every night, practically. So I'm going to have to go in training for this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's your last night to train.
Yeah,
I better train like heck tonight. Can I say something about, I'm looking at your list of businesses and eats and drinks. And here at the radio station, we have underwriters. Mm-hmm. And I encourage patrons to let those businesses know that you appreciate their support. So when you sign your little charge thing, put on it, thank you for supporting Pride. That lets them know that they're making a difference by being here supporting Pride events. And I recommend that with our underwriters here at CareFY, when you support their business, let them know that you appreciate them underwriting the radio station. That's just a suggestion. You know, half the time when you get your receipt, you know, you're so busy, you just want to exit or something or whatever, you forget to do that. But if you do remember, it's a nice way to let them know.
I think that's such a great idea because we have a lot of, like, there's a break in the communications about, like, how effective are our sponsorships of things. Mm-hmm. And to hear from the community that they're hearing and they're here maybe because of that. Because one of the issues that we face when we're like gathering sponsorship, and I mentioned it early in the show, was people are like, well, I don't want to affiliate with anything that might, you know, damage my reputation, to which
or
I would
business.
Yeah, right. To which I would say, don't be cowards. Hmm. And we've got your back. Like, we as a community have your back. So if you support us, then we want to support back. And I think that that's a really fantastic idea, Jim, to just go ahead and like sign on there, like, thank you for supporting the radio, or thank you for supporting Pride.
Absolutely.
So that people know that it comes full circle.
Yeah. And this is on the website. It's not on the program because it needs explanation. We'll talk about this at Pride a little bit, but we're going to ask folks to maybe use the internet to do that.
Say what?
The internet.
It's a modern development, Jim.
It's a series of tubes, according to John McCain, circa 2008.
21st century something or other?
The power of a 5-star review it goes a long way with a business owner, because the power of a 1-star review also goes a long way with a business owner. And so one of the things you can do if you can't quite get your head off the pillow on Sunday morning, you could pick your phone up and open up this brochure and look at all these businesses and go online and give them a 5-star review and say, thanks for being inclusive.
Going on the phone's a little, how about just going on the computer?
Yeah, you do. The internet comes in many forms.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yeah. Anyways, it's just an idea, because as someone who has experienced 1-star reviews as a result of my support, our support, I should say, my husband, Kendon, is often behind the scenes. That would be really nice for all of these businesses to get a little Sunday love, 5-star appreciation.
Well, folks, we've been talking about Sandpoint Pride for almost an hour now, about 50 minutes. I see that our old friend Brendan from the Panada Theater is waiting in the wings to tell us what they have going on, including they've got a sort of a coordinated event tonight, not officially part of Sandpoint Pride, but they...
Yeah, what is that about? We would like them to officially be a part of Sandpoint Pride.
Wait for Brendan to come in.
Come in, yeah. And
we'll harass him.
Yeah, harass him a little bit. But it's, the Sandpoint Pride Festival is this weekend, July 11th through 13th. There's much more to say, but
are we going to be there? So that what
KRFY is going to be there.
KRFY, we're thinking about interviewing people, then editing their comments, and then next Thursday on the morning show play them back.
Yeah,
so we're going to be there.
Jim and I, you are going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. We'll have a little booth. Look for the KRFY booth. Come and say hello to Jim and Jack.
Put faces to our voices. That's scary.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and then I was going to say, and then tune in next Thursday. We'll have at least excerpts. It depends on how many people we get. We might have to trim it down a little bit, but at least excerpts from those recordings that we make this weekend at Sandpoint Pride. So that'll be our program next Thursday morning at this time.
Want to thank Amy and Andrea for just their wonderful commitment to the community, and what I'd like to do is we usher in Brendan is a favorite song of mine that I can't play it enough, Chappelle Roan's Pink Pony Club, because on the dance floor everyone is equal, it's inclusive, it's joy, which is very important. When you hear this song, you just want to get up and dance. So I'm going to suggest for all of our listeners out there, including the person who called in and said Jim needs to be a little bit considerate of parents on airplanes, that put your coffee cups aside, get up, shake out the night, whatever, and get ready to dance at the Pink Pony Club. Chappelle Roan here on 88.5.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun.
The Great Chapel Roan with Pink Pony Club. The debate continues to rage on.
I didn't realize that I fanned the embers
when I mentioned you unleashed something here.
And then you're telling me that there should be that I should pay a price for a childless flight or something
like that. My solution to your problem is Jim has a problem with children on airplanes. He had a rough flight back from San Antonio.
Oh, just to Denver.
Just to Denver. Okay. And you were surrounded by screaming children, and you thought that they should be segregated to the back of the plane.
It was a suggestion.
Yeah, some troubling historical echoes, but we'll leave those aside.
Go to the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Staying out of that one.
And we will... my suggestion is, yes, there should be an adults-only flight. You pay a little premium, but you get... It's 18 and up. I would say free cocktails, and then we can bring back the smoking section as well.
Listen, I'm going through a lot of rejection these days. Down at the family reunion, we took over practically the entire hotel, and we returned after the day's activities. And the conference room, you know, I was going to go in there, and all of a sudden the door shut in my face, and a little Kalen peeked his head out and said, "No one over 13 is allowed." And I was just absolutely crushed. All the kids were in
there. You were officially out of the kids' room.
I was banned, not over 30, but over 13. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm sort of bruised a little bit. Show some kindness, Jack.
Well, I'm sorry. I should, I think I said, it might have been off the air that I said we should go to the communications workshop, okay. Do the fishbowl. We'll talk about how to solve this problem.
One thing to do is not put them at the back of the bus, but the first 15 rows are for parents with children.
Last on, first off would be good, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you could, if they can be, the shorten that flight up for the kids more. The more you can do in that direction, the better.
And Brendan is here from the Panada Theater to make Panada talk.
Yes.
Let's make Panada talk, guys.
Okay.
Let's do that.
The Panada, let's start off at a related event here.
This is 88.5.
Whoa!
Stop that.
It's 9 o'clock.
Stop them.
It's 88.5 KRFY Pondere. That's what you're listening to right now. It's 9 o'clock. We'll be done here in just a few minutes. Don't worry. Bird Note comes up next. coming up tonight at the Panada Theater, what are you putting on?
Well, nice segue here, because we are... going to see the last installment of our Pride Films $5 series with Transamerica this evening, Thursday at 7 p.m. Transamerica, quite the storyline on that one. It's complex, it's heartwarming. I won't give you any more details than that. And thanks to all of our sponsors for that. BC Dems, Bonner County Dems, Evans Brothers, Le Chic Boutique, and Bonner County Human Rights Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
And so we appreciate you guys big time.
That's a cool movie. I have never actually seen it, but I remember when that came out, that caused kind of a big splash. Transamerica with Felicity Huffman, kind of a cross-country road trip. I believe it's a trans woman about to transition finds out that she, in her distant past, had actually fathered a son, I think, when she was living as a man. And then say no more.
I will say that, if I'm not mistaken, Felicity Huffman was nominated for Best Actress from that film.
I think you might be right.
I could be wrong on that, but yeah, a great performance.
Yeah. And then you guys take the weekend off because it's Pride, I guess. We do.
And kind of looking forward to that, just maybe kicking about town. But then we start off the week strong at the Panada Little Theater on Tuesday, July 15th, with my friend and wonderful musician, Dario Ray. I always preach this, but if you haven't been to the Panada Little Theater for a show, you're missing out. It's a very intimate, great listening room. This event is free, of course, in partnership with KRFY and the festival at Sandpoint. So come on out.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. Dario Rey is a wonderful musician, and that's at 7 p.m. You can. It's more fun if you attend in person. I encourage you to do so, and yeah, doesn't cost you anything. It's a cool way to spend a Tuesday night, but also you can listen here live on these airwaves, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online as well. So tune in one way or another. This is a live event and a live broadcast. Okay. Well, those are the big ones, obviously, but there's more coming up next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We keep going on Wednesday with LPRT, Lake Pendere Repertory Theater's presentation of Let's Improv, which is, what more can you say? It's an improv show, and at the Little Theater, 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to be fun. Weren't we? I think we were just talking like last week or recently to somebody who's doing that improv class that LPORT is putting on. I think it's a cool group of people from around town, and I think that'll be fun to see. I'm not aware of them having put on a public performance before.
Actually, I'm not either.
An improv, that is. So yeah, this will be cool. Okay. Do we want to keep going? I guess let's do next week.
We've got one more that with local dance group Dance Works.
Ah,
they're on Thursday,
okay,
July 17th, with their annual showcase of their dancers. Okay. So, should be a good time. That's in the big theater. And
is there a theme? They usually have a theme, don't they?
This year, not that I'm aware of.
It's okay. It's the best of.
It's the best of.
Got
and
it.
It's not a recital. It's a showcase of their talents.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just wanted to mention as well that we are in the midst of closing out our theater camp registration. So if you have not signed up your talented kiddos, get them signed up. July 21st through August 8th is the theater camp at the Panetta Theater. And that's in partnership with LPRT again and Pendere Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
So that camp culminates in two performances on August 8th and August 9th. So the kids absolutely love this. It is instructed by Liz Iha, who's been around town for a while instructing drama. So don't miss out.
Okay. We'll talk next week, perhaps, or next week's going to be a different kind of a show. But we'll talk soon about the Out of This World film series that you guys are going to be putting on, starting with Close Encounters of the Third Kind next Friday.
Actually, we started with Independence Day.
Oh, that's right.
Independence Day is already showing
on July 5th. And that was a big showing because we got a little rain that night. So a bunch of people came out for that. It was great.
Good, good. That would have been a fun one to see. I kind of wish I was out of town. That would have been cool. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is one of my, that's one of my favorite Spielberg movies, I think. If I had to rank them, that's probably in the top.
So did you play with your mashed potatoes when you were a kid?
I did. Yeah. that's a fun and interesting movie. I think for me, especially the beginning is really where kind of the mystery is building. It's captivating.
And it wears well with with viewing it a second and a third time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enough about that for the moment, because it's now 9:06. Brendan, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
I'd like to throw out just a call out to community members. If you have any gently used CDs or DVDs, bring them by the radio station here, and we will use them for the Sidewalk Crazy Day sales on the last Saturday of July, July 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And just bring them up, drop them by the station here on First Avenue. And
you are already, I've gone over and seen the wares that you have set up right now. It's quite a collection you've already assembled.
CDs, breaks my heart is these are CDs that I paid like $12.98 for, and double CDs, $19, and we're offering them for a dollar each. And what I've been doing is I've been replacing the jewel cases and cleaning them up so that they're like new for a dollar.
Yeah.
So And we've got especially some good folk donations. Tom Rush, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, Pete Seeger. A friend of mine cleaned out his CD collection of folk music. And so there's some really good treasures.
Pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jim will be out there on Crazy Days, I believe, with Velma.
Velma and Russ.
And Russ. And playing some music on the CD player as well.
If we can ever figure that CD
player. I'll help you figure it out.
Please.
We'll make it work.
Good.
Okay. With that, it's time for Bird Note. Thanks for staying tuned, everybody. And thank you again, Brendan, for dropping
by. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Good job. Mm-hmm.